Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Oh, welcome back, everyone. Let's set the scene for you. Here coming to you live from the home of the Irish, Sheldon High School, the main gymnasium right now, where the girls' game, the girls' varsity game is almost over. 13.4 seconds left. The Lady Cavers are up by 6 in what has been a very, very close game. For most of the game, the biggest lead I saw, and it seesawed back and forth, was 3 until about 4 minutes to play in the fourth period, when the Cavemen the Lady Cavers opened up a 6-point lead. It has gone down to 3. It is now back up to 6 at 46-40 after a couple of free throws by a young lady with the number 3. And I'll tell you her name in about 20 minutes, folks. Back into action, and another whistle stops the action with about 3 seconds gone, so it's 10.3 seconds left here, and they'll stretch this game out just as long as they possibly can. Going to the free throw line for the Lady Cavers, and I don't have their roster here in front of me. Number 4, and she'll have 2 shots. And then 10.3 seconds of playing time left. Little point guard for the Lady Cavers. Shot is up and good. It's a 7-point lead. 47-40. So the Lady Cavers going to pick up a win after that loss to South Medford the other night. This one goes in and out, rebound by the Lady Irish, and they'll push the ball down the floor, look for a long shot if they can. End of the corner. Lady drive, shot is up, short, no good. They'll get the rebound, go back up with it at the buzzer. No time left on the clock. I didn't see a whistle. I think the game is officially over. 47-40, the final score, and the Lady Cavers win. Well, that's the situation here. Lady Cavers once again picking up the victory. 47-40 over the Irish. The Grants Pass Cavemen coming up in a moment or two to take on the Irish. Now, the Cavemen are just coming off the loss again to South Medford, and they want to right that ship. But the Sheldon Irish were pretty long. And by what I say long, I mean tall. They beat South Medford earlier by about 4 points. So we'll see what happens here momentarily. That's the scene here, so stay tuned for word from head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Time now for a word with head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at the Automotive Service. Now, coach, coming off a tough loss against the South Medford Panthers right now, what did you take away from that game? Certainly a strange outcome.
The biggest thing that we didn't do, we didn't take care of the basketball, and we didn't play our type of defense. And unfortunately, we let one go that we should have won on the road, and, you know, told our boys that, you know, you can have a bad quarter, but you can't have a bad three quarters. And so they realized that, and they realized that they let one go. We had really good practices, watched a lot of film, trying to figure some things out of ourselves and stuff like that. So we should have a much better time taking care of the basketball, not having 17 turnovers.
All right. Your offense was kind of limited to about 2 players in the last game. Can we spread that out some more?
Probably not. You know, to be honest, you know, Jordan's a scorer for us. Zach will score for us. And Kingston's got to be the other scorer. You know, that's what he's got to do a better job at being our third scorer right now with Peyton out. And so hopefully he can show up tonight. So, you know, when I say no, you know, Kingston's more than capable of doing it. He's just got to be mentally right to where he can get over the hump.
All right. Long road trip up here. How did you handle that road trip here? And you've got like six games for Grants Pass teams here, shuffling from gym to gym.
Oh, Chuck, this is not a long road trip for us. I mean, you've seen our schedule. This is very, very easy for us as far as our schedule is concerned. We had a shoot around at 10:45, left Grants Pass 11:30, ate food at Cottage Grove, and then watched the freshmen play, watched the JV play, and now going to go watch the varsity girls play.
All right, well, we'll get to that in just a moment, and we'll get to the Sheldon Irish men's team when we come back right after this from Kelly's Automotive Service. In three,
the 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford is here. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either location, and we'll install new wiper blades valued up to $35. Thank you, Grocery Outlet and Sherm's Food for less. And this week, we have Midland Empire Insurance matching donations up to $500. It was a hard year for a lot of people, but together, we can make a difference. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Irish coach. You had him twice last year, but the new year, what do you know about this team coming into it?
You know, they've got some really good players. They've got Graziano and Forche from last year. Those are the guys, but they also got a new guy named Shelley.
Right.
That's pretty darn good, and we're going to, you know, they're big like South Eugene. We play better against bigger teams for some reason, even though we're not super big. We tend to struggle with teams that have dynamic guards. So we feel like the matchup for us a little bit better this evening, even though Sheldon beat South, I think, by four on the road down there. Feel pretty confident in being able to defend at a higher level this evening. But they've got about four players that are pretty darn good. So we'll have our defense is going to have to be on point, and we're going to have to hit some shots.
Your pressure defense was pretty well decimated by the South guards. Are we going to see that same thing tonight?
No, you won't see that again this year. You know, a lot of our issues was communication. We watched film to break our stuff down a little bit, where we made mistakes and where we need to get better. So I think our boys understand what they did wrong that game, which we haven't really done all year. I just think, you know, being on the road, you haven't been South Medford for a while, just think that some of our younger kids struggled with it, and you know, the anxiety part of the game gets in their way, and then they don't think clearly and stuff like that. But I think tonight will be, you know, a lot better game for us, and you'll see us do a lot better things.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. What do you need to have happen in order for to come away with a victory tonight, besides score more points?
You know, we have to really keep their big guys off the board. You know, they're so big. You know, we got to limit their second opportunities. We got to have big rebounds from guys that haven't been doing very well with that all year. And as long as we limit their second chance points, I think we can figure out a way to win the game.
All right. Well, we'll go right along there with you, ladies and gentlemen.
By the way, that was only one, Chuck. That was only one. You asked me for one, and I gave you one.
I know. Thank you. Head Coach Jesse Curtis, for good friends at Kelly's Automotive Service. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Time now for starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, windows, lumber, decking. Where Dow Road meets the Redwood Highway, Farmers Building Supply. Starting tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen, a 6'5 sophomore wearing number 23, Jordan Rosetta. Rosetta averaging a little over 16 points a game, hitting 77% of his free throws so far this year. Also getting to start tonight, wearing number one, is Zach DeShane, a 5'9 junior point guard, hitting 90% of his free throws, averaging just a little over 13 points per game. Wearing number four, a 6-foot junior, Kingston Connolly, hitting 81% of his free throws, averaging in double figures right at 11 points a game. Also getting the start tonight, a 6-foot freshman, Jameis Traylor. He's averaging about 3 points a game. And the final starter will be number 24, Tim Hart, a 6-foot senior, averaging 6 points a game, hitting 50% of his free throws with limited opportunities. Those are the starting five for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Coming off the bench, look for Grady McKittrick, Weston Berg, and then on down the line. All right, those are the starters tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll talk about the Irish of Sheldon High School when we come back right after this from Farmers.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here as we take a look at the Sheldon Irish. We have not confirmed the starting lineup, but we have some very strong suspicions based on what we've seen in the past. You heard head coach Jesse mention the young man named Shelley. Where's number five? He's a 6'3 senior. Last year, in two games, he hit for 26 points against the Grants Pass Cavemen. Four of those were three-pointers. He is 3-for-4 from the free throw line in those two games. Also, a 6'3 senior, Gabe Alvarado, wearing number 10, had 21 points in two games against the Cavemen last year. Five three-pointers in those two games. Did not take a free throw. Also a 6'2 senior, Rocco Graziano, wears number 4, had 15 points in those two contests last year. He had 2 3-pointers-pointers in those games and hit 5 of 6 from the free throw line. We also mentioned Eli Forche, wearing number 11, 6'5 senior, played significantly but did not score against the Cavemen last year. And then wearing number 12 is Kelson Speary, a 6'3 senior, had 6 points against Grants Pass, 0-for-1 from the free throw line. That's based on last year's situation. They've got some other, they're pretty senior laden, as you can tell, they're fairly tall, 6'3", 6'3", 6'2", 6'5", 6'3". And then we go down to a 5'11 senior, probably coming off the bench, Andy Raz, R-A-C, a 6'1 senior, McMillan, a 6-foot senior, Jack Hudson. You can see we're pretty senior laden, underclassmen follows all that. So that's that particular situation. In terms of who's going to be starting, or at least who you're going to be hearing about tonight, courtesy of our good friends at Farmers Building Supply. And we'll talk about the keys to the nice game right after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. Thank you very much, Rick Chapman, there. As we talk about the keys to tonight's game, and you heard head coach Jesse mention basically limiting their second shot. Rebounding, once again, a constant topic here for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Better rebounding. One, to stop the fast break. Two, to get to keep the other team from getting that second shot on goal. So be aware that that's what he's looking for tonight. In terms of something else, Grants Pass really needs to diversify their scoring. Jordan Rosetta and Zach DeShane together accounted for 41 of 47 points of the game, of the points scored against the South Medford Panthers. That's not a winning formula when you've got if you've got two scorers, you just shut down the rest of the team, and usually that's a winning formula. So the Cavemen need to diversify their scoring a little bit also. So rebounding and diversified scoring and defense. Talk a little bit about defense, and we'll do that when we come back right after this word from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. Let's talk a little bit about defense. What we saw primarily from the Cavemen at that South Medford basketball game was that pressure defense, that zone, that 2-2-1 zone that extends into the backcourt. Basically, South Medford decimated that with some great passing and play by the guards. So the Grants Pass Cavemen want to contain the Sheldon Irish's guard play. And according to head coach Jesse, we won't see that defense again. All right, that's where we stand right now, courtesy of our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. We'll be back with more just before the prior tip-off, right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life. Flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Welcome back, everyone. The Sheldon Irish are leading the Southwest Conference right now. 1-0. This is their second conference game. So put that into context. We'll see what Grants Pass does against them tonight. So they won their first game. Incidentally, that was against South Medford. South Medford tonight is playing at Willamette. We'll be watching that one closely, too. And North Medford is at South Eugene. North Medford is actually tied with Sheldon for the lead here. Each has just played one count conference game. Sheldon's overall record is 9-5. North Medford's is 8-5. South Eugene is actually listed in third place along with Grants Pass, South Medford, and Willamette, each at 1-1 in conference play. South Eugene, though, overall 9-5. Grants Pass 5-9. So is South Medford. Then comes Willamette at 4-10, but we suspect they're better than that 4-10 record indicates. And then Roseburg, who won last night against a non-conference foe, is 0-2 in conference and 3-11 overall. And in last place in the Southwest Conference. So significant pressure tonight, significant results tonight could have a bearing on how this conference shakes out, not only here early, but later on in the season. So that's where we're standing right now. We've got a couple of minutes before this opening tip-off. Once again, just A quick mention, the Lady Cavers were successful earlier. They came away with a 7-point victory here against the Lady Irish out of Sheldon High School. 47-40 was that final score. And we'll have more for you right after this 1 minute Cape Mountain timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
The 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford is here. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either location, and we'll install new wiper blades valued up to $35. Thank you, Grocery Outlet and Sherm's Food for less. And this week, we have Midland Empire Insurance matching donations up to $500. It was a hard year for a lot of people, but together, we can make a difference. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. I did want to mention some other Grants, other local teams in action tonight. They're right in the valley. The North Valley Knights are hosting Lakeview tonight. They are underway as we speak, I suspect. Both the Lady Mustangs and the Mustang Boys are on the road over in the Klamath Basin playing the Henley Hornets tonight. And the Illinois Valley Cougars have gone to the coast to face Gold Beach. So those other teams in action tonight, usually those are both boys and girls at the same venue. Sometimes in the Southwest Conference, it's at the same venue. Sometimes it's at the opposite venue for the boys and girls. Tonight, it was a doubleheader for the Cavemen and the Irish here. Once again, with the Lady Cavers coming away with a win, 47-40. We'll see if the men can duplicate that opportunity. Once again, the Cavemen won two games against the Irish last year, both one here and one at home. We'll see how these two different casts come out tonight. Well, both teams are off the floor right now. The PA announcer has taken over. We had the special national anthem in the first game. I'm not sure that we're going to do the same thing here. So we're about to find out. Incidentally, the officiating crew is the same for the girls' game, the boys' game here. So they're going to get a workout tonight. And they're introducing the Grants Pass Cavemen now. Zach Deshane being introduced as the one starter. Kingston Connolly being introduced, wearing number 4 tonight. Number 11, Jameis Traylor being introduced, the freshman, getting a lot of playing time this year. Number 23, Jordan Rosetta, the leading scorer so far for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Biggest man on the floor for Grants Pass at 6'5". And then number 24 is Tim Hart, a 6-foot senior. He's a long-range specialist. We saw him in the first game after the New Year's break. Hit 4 long three-pointers. And I say long, I think we're talking close to 30 feet. Now for the Sheldon Irish. Here we go, folks. Might get noisy here. We're right next to the pep band tonight, so stay with us. Number 4 being introduced. That's Rocco Graziano. Mentioned him earlier. And number 5, that's Nathan Shelley. He was the leading scorer last year for the Irish against Grants Pass. And number 10 being introduced, Gabe Alvarado, 6'3 senior. He's also a scorer. Number 11, Eli Portia. And let's see if the next one is number 12, Sperry. And it is. So we were pretty good guess there with the top 5 out of the Sheldon Irish. So that's where we stand right now. We know the principles for each side. We'll get this one underway here in just a moment. 8 minutes on the clock here to start the period. The officials have the basketball standing almost right in front of us as they come to the sideline. And the Cavemen send out Jameis Traylor to jump center. At 6 foot, he's squaring off against number 11, Eli Porsche, who is 6'5". But Jameis has a great vertical leap. Pretty close, but controlled by the Irish into the backcourt. Picked up quickly by Graziano. Graziano comes across the timeline, picked up there by DeShane. Between the circles, drives to the right-hand side. Hands the ball off right-hand side in the front court. Driving to the left-hand side all the way around. Loose basketball picked up on the floor. Scramble for it in the left-hand corner. And finally, they're going to call a hell ball, and it will belong to the Irish. Or at least that's the way the arrow is pointing. I would think, oh, they've already changed the arrow, which is Grant's pass ball inbounds. Went to DeShane, back over to Rosetta, over to Connolly, to Rosetta, still in the backcourt. Gets the ball across to DeShane. DeShane, left-hand side quickly to Connolly, breaking to the right-hand side. His pass deflected and picked up by Graziano, leading the fast break. 3-on-2, gets into the paint, bounce pass right-hand side, shot is up, off, no good. It was blocked, but a foul called on Grant's passes. I think Tim Hart. It's a good thing I didn't say what I thought, because I thought wrong. Going to the free throw line is Eli Porsche. No score on the board yet. Shot is up, and now we have one. It's 1-0 Irish. So Porsche, it's his first one. One more shot coming. Just underway here in Eugene. Second one is off. No good. Rebound. Rosetta for Grant's pass. Outlet comes to DeShane. DeShane in the backcourt. Squares off against Porsche. Comes across the timeline. Left front court. Comes back right-hand side. Gives the ball up to Hart. Hart back out quickly to DeShane. DeShane between the circles. Looks left and right. Moves to the left-hand side. Then back to the center. Drives to the right-hand side. Hands off to Hart. Hart top of the key. Right-hand side. On the wing to Rosetta. Bounce pass down low to Jameis. Shot is up by DeShane at the top of the key. It's good. And Grant's pass leads 2-1. Full court pressure by the Grant's pass. Came in man-to-man in the backcourt. Ball goes right-hand side quickly to Graziano. Back quickly to number 12, Sperry. Lead pass stolen away into the Hart's hands. And he'll wait for good numbers. Gives the ball out to DeShane. DeShane between the circles now sets the caveman up. Rosetta posted down low. Ball comes right-hand side on the corner to Connolly. Connolly looks in the corner. Gets the ball down low, tries to get it to Rosetta. Deflected, but Rosetta saves it, gives it along the baseline. Shot is up, and good by Traylor. So Traylor gets his first two, and the caveman up early, 3-1, by 3 points, 4-1. Here we go in the backcourt. Ball comes up quickly to Alvarado. Alvarado through traffic. Long pass down right-hand side, ball in the hands of Graziano. Back out top of the key to Alvarado. Alvarado down low, shot is up and off, no good. Rebound taken down by the Irish again. Again, back to the glass. It's in or out. No good. Rebound controlled by Rosetta. Gives it right back quickly to DeShane. DeShane gets instructions from Coach Jesse as he comes down across the timeline. Center court. Drives the left-hand side. Gives the ball quickly to Rosetta. Rosetta has the ball slapped away. Picked up by the Irish. Long. They lose the basketball in the fast break, but they give it to the man trailing. Shot is up. Off. No good. And again, Rosetta clears the board. So Rosetta's controlling the rebounding right now. Lead pass comes up to DeShane down the left-hand sideline. Whistle stops the action as he's flying down the right-hand side. I think he was fouled. Somebody reached in on him when he went by. It'll be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the inline. And the foul called on Shelley. That'll be his first of the night. I think that's first on anybody. Check that. Traylor has one. Inbounds play comes to Rosetta from DeShane. Rosetta left-hand side on the wing. Cross court, right-hand side to DeShane, then on the wing right to Traylor. Traylor looks down low for a cutter, then drives the baseline himself. Elevates, tries to get the ball back to Rosetta. It's deflected, picked up by Graziano. Graziano through heavy traffic for the Irish. Stops out front when DeShane comes after him, flips the ball left-hand side quickly to Shelley. Shelley between the circles, slides to the right-hand side. He's a shooter. Ball goes right-hand side on the wing to Graziano. Back to Shelley. Out front then quickly to Sperry. Sperry, left-hand side to Alvarado. Alvarado out front to Graziano. Graziano working against DeShane. Shoots over DeShane. Hits the back of the iron. High in the air. Off. No good. Again, Rosetta for the rebound. Outlet comes quickly to DeShane. Lead pass up quickly to Connolly. Connolly spins. Breaks the defenders. Goes up with a shot that is blocked. Followed, though, by Rosetta, who puts it up and in. And Rosetta has his first two. And it's 6-1. Grant's pass here early. Man-to-man defense by the Grant's pass. Caveman. Full court. Rosetta. Graziano in the backcourt flips the ball over. Ball comes up into the hands of Alvarado, left front court. Alvarado goes right-hand side on the wing to Graziano again. Graziano spins, tries to get into the paint, down low, working against Deshane, puts one up. That's good. So Graziano gets his first two, and it's 6-3. Still Grants Pass up by three. Here early in the first period on KAJO, Grants Pass. Deshane in the backcourt. Little shaking and bacon. Gets the ball up to Quinley across the timeline. Ooh, to Rosetta, top of the key. It's slapped away. Rosetta handles it. Says, where's Deshane? He's right here, right front court. Could take a step in, flop it back to Conley. Conley brings the ball back out front as the Cavemen want to try to spread out this Irish defense. Conley goes to the left-hand side, tries to penetrate, can't do it, has the ball slapped away, gives it right back to Rosetta, top of the key. Rosetta drives, spins in the paint, has room, lays one up that is balanced on the edge of the rim and fell off. Rebound Irish down the right-hand side on the fly. Here come the Irish. Ball comes left-hand side to Shelley. Shot is up and good for three. So we're tied at six. Deshane comes down and ball slapped away. This time by Alvarado. Picks the ball up himself. Comes right back and attacks the basket. But is tied up by Connolly. Peyton beat the trailer. Trailer out in front of everybody. Graziano comes after him. Goes by him. Shot is up on no good. Board taken down by Shelley. Shelley spins. Comes back to right-hand side. And Trailer responds and fouls him. So Trailer will pick up his first of the night. We've got 3:02 left on the clock here, tied at six here in the first period. Caveman basketball here on KAJO, Grants Pass. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Shelley. Gets that full court pressure by the Caveman. Right-hand side to Graziano. Back left-hand side to number 12, that's Speary. Speary back to Graziano, drives, looks in the corner. Ball goes to the corner, man drives the baseline. Loose basketball rolls out, picked up by Deshane for the Caveman. Back on the fly, wearing his traveling blues tonight to the right-hand side. In the corner, right. Shot is up, and it's good for number 10, McKittrick, who is into the contest right now, and that's good for three. He gets hot. The Cavemen are in good shape. Ball lead pass out to Graziano, right-hand side. Comes across the top of the key to the left-hand side. Rosetta comes after him, tries to surround him. Little shoulder bumping going on. Ball lopped into the corner, left hand to Shelley. Shelley brings the ball right back out front for the Irish. Trying to get by Deshane's defense. Can't do it. Wilkins left-hand side to Graziano. Only good hands kept that one in bounds. The lob pass down low was deflected and picked up by Graziano, by Deshane. Make that Berg, who's in the game. But he fell out of bounds. So it's still going to be, I believe, Irish basketball. Inbounds from the end line. The shot clock still has 10 seconds on it. So Graziano, left-hand side. Lobs up on the wing quickly to Speary. Bounce pass down low on the baseline to Forshay. Out quickly to Alvarado. Shot is up, and that little beep you heard was the shot clock going off. Ball bounces out of bounds anyway. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball. So the ball comes in the backcourt to Trailer. Back over to Conley. Conley puts the ball on the floor. Back to Trailer. Trader comes up to the timeline, drives into the forecourt, right-hand side, goes down low on the baseline to McKittrick. McKittrick goes to the bucket, has it rejected, and brings it right back out on the right-hand side. And away from the action, a whistle stops. As the official goes to the sidelines, and I'm not sure why we stopped action. No foul has been called. It's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds. Deshane, who is getting a little breather, comes back in for Hart. Trailer will make the inbounds play. Lobs it into the backcourt to Deshane. Deshane circles back. Heads back towards the timeline. Crosses right at center court. Drives the right-hand side. Goes to Conley on the wing right. Looks down low. Looking for a man in the corner. Can't find anyone. He's surrounded. Ball out front quickly to not Hart, but Berg. Top of the key. Shot is up and good for Deshane. Deshane has four. Grants Pass up by five, 11-6. Now ball comes right-hand side. Then down across the timeline to Graziano. Back up front quickly to Alvarado. Alvarado shovels in the corner to Graziano. He drives the baseline, has room. Ball goes down low, and Trailer goes high in the air and picks up his second foul. So Trailer will pick up his second, third foul on the Grants Pass. Cayman, a minute four left to play here in the first period. It's 11-6 Grants Pass, but going to the free throw line for a couple. Eli Forshay, He is 1-for-2 so far from the free throw line tonight. Has 1 point. That's the only point we've seen him score in two seasons. Shot is up and good. So he just doubled his point total. Substitution number one checks in. He is a sophomore, 5'11", Jake Morrow for the Irish. And he gives Alvarado a little breather. And also on the floor is Kai Gaelic, a 5'8 junior. So a couple of underclassmen come onto the floor for Sheldon. Traylor gets a little breather. On the floor for Grants Pass, Rosetta, Conley, McKittrick. Rosetta, shot is up and good. And Hart goes back into the contest now. Hart gets the ball to McKittrick, just shy of the timeline. Comes back right-hand side to Rosetta, back up front to DeShane. Now to Rosetta, right front court, left front court, then to DeShane. Left side on the wing, down low on the baseline, attacking along that baseline. Hart lays one up off, no good, rolls out of bounds. And the official says still Grants Pass basketball. Substitution as number 12 returns. So Speary would be getting a little breather. Is right back in. And number 11 for Shea comes out. Rosetta makes the inbounds play from the end line. Gets it to DeShane on the wing right-hand side. Back out front to Hart. Hart drives right-hand side. Hands off to DeShane. DeShane out front shaking it. Bacon to the free throw line. Comes right-hand side. Elevate. Shot is up off glass. And it's good for DeShane. DeShane has 6. He leads the Grants Pass scoring. It's 13-8. Grants Pass. Out past right-hand side as Payman show a man-to-man defense in the backcourt. Ball goes left-hand side. Ball deflected. Almost came to us. Left-hand side to Shelley. Shelley left front court for the Irish now. Looks inside. Goes on the wing left to number 2, Gaelic. Gaelic brings the ball out front between the circles. He and DeShane would battle for the smallest bit on the floor. Comes to the top of the key. Moves off the left-hand side. Back right-hand side then to Graziano. Graziano protects, shoots for 3, and it's off. At the end of the first period, the Cavemen lead 13-8. We'll be back for the second period after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
I need to tell you, the first quarter was brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Call 479-2424 for chip seal and dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Thank you, Jay Moser at Moser Paving. At any rate, second quarter brought to you by our good friends at Diamond Home Improvement right at the top of 7th Street, North Grants Pass. Inbounds play coming just in front of us right now by the Irish. Number 10, Alvarado, gets the ball inbounds in the backcourt quickly to the junior. That's Gaelic. Still stops shy of the timeline. Crosses right now against DeShane. Goes left-hand side quickly to Shelley. Shelley to the baseline, lays one up, that's good. So Shelley gets his second field goal of the night. He's got a 2 out of 3, 5-point total. Inbounds play comes to Conley from DeShane to Rosetta, back to DeShane, still in the backcourt. Push ahead, Rosetta into the forecourt. Loose basketball is a battle court right at center court, and they're going to call Grant's Pass for over and back. I'm not sure anybody had control of it there. And I'm not sure what was going on there. A little back and forth here on who had control of the basketball. I saw a handshake. No foul was called, but the officials are right there pretty quickly. Inbounds play coming from Alvarado now. Check that. He's gone back onto the floor, and Graziano has come to the left-hand side to make the inbounds play. Gets it up quickly to Gaelic. Gaelic out between the circles. Kamen showing a 2-3 zone now. Ball bounce pass right-hand side quickly to Shelley. Back over to Gaelic. Gaelic pumps for three. Doesn't take the shot. Left-hand side to Alvarado. Shot is up and hits the back of the iron. No good. Rebound chased down in the corner and controlled once again by Spiri this time. On the drive, shot is up and off. No good. High for the rebound. McKittrick this time. Ball right back into the hands of Deshane and slows the action down. Saunders up to the timeline. Sets his men. Three-man screen set up on the left-hand side, and that's the direction that he is headed. Double team. Kicks the ball back out to McKittrick. Right-hand side quickly to Conley. High post in to Rosetta. Rosetta looks for help. Goes down low to Conley. Left-hand side in the corner to Hart for three. It's good! So Hart gets his first one, a three tonight. Quickly, on the run. Here come the Irish again. Number 10 out front. Drops the ball back to Gaelic. Right-hand side to Spiri. Spiri with a basketball. Gives it high post quickly to Spiri. Drives the left-hand side. Turns and fires. It's up and good for Spiri. His first field goal of the night. So we've got a Spiri and a Shelley. They look close to the same with my handwriting on the score sheet. Ball right-hand side quickly to Hart as the Cayman have the ball swirling away right here about 3 feet away from us. And a foul called as one man goes to the floor. I think this one's going against Rosetta. We'll see if they do, in fact, call that. That's the call. So Rosetta will pick up his first on the night. Grants pass up by four, 16-12. We're in the second period right now, 5:06 to play. Coming to you live from Shelton High School, Irish territory here in Eugene. On the floor for Grants Pass, Deshane, Hart, Traylor, Rosetta, and McKittrick. Inbounds play goes deep into the backcourt for the Irish into the hands of Gaelic again. The junior comes up to the timeline and picked up there by Deshane. Deshane comes after him. These two are pretty equal in terms of quickness and tenacity. Ball left-hand side quickly to Shelley. Shelley drives the baseline, puts one up, off, no good. High for the rebound is Rosetta. Hands the ball off to Deshane, and the Cayman come back looking for more. Up by four against the Shelton Irish here in the second period. Ball goes left-hand side quickly to Hart. From 25 feet, hits the back of the iron and off. No good. High for the rebound. Once again, that's Gaelic. Lead pass out left-hand side to Spiri. Spiri in the corner gives the ball up quickly to Shelley. Shelley with the basketball, shaken and bacon, because drops the ball right back at a traveling call on number 10, Alvarado, as he tries to get by the Grants Pass defense. Conley getting a little breather. No, pardon me. Conley's going to make the inbounds play. Rosetta's getting a little breather. We've got McKittrick, Traylor, Hart, Deshane, and Conley. Ooh, Grant Pass has gone short. Ball left-hand side to Conley. Back right-hand side to Deshane. Back left-hand side to Conley. Trying to spread out that 2-3 zone that the Irish have put up right now. High post, the ball comes to Hart. Right back to Deshane. Can't penetrate. Takes the ball right back again to Conley. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Back left-hand side to Deshane. 8 seconds on the shot clock. And a whistle stops the action. I think we've got a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Look at the scoreboard here with 4:58 to play in the half. It's 16-12. We'll be back after this 30-second Cape Van timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, a little less than 5 minutes left to play here in the first half, and the Cavemen leading the Irish by four, 16-12. When play is resumed, I think it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Deshane over to make the inbounds play. He's got Conley and Traylor just in front of him at a two-man screen in the low post. Our Hart and McKittrick. Rosetta's getting a little breather right now. And the ball goes left-hand side in the corner quickly to McKittrick. He's double-teamed along the baseline, gets the ball right back out front to Conley. Right-hand side to Traylor, moving from the corner, goes over the shot. That is blocked and picked up at the Irish lead pass. Goes out quickly to the back right-hand side. Spiri for three, and it's good. Make that Shelley. He's got eight in the basketball game. Conley in the backcourt. across the timeline, drives all the way, penetrates, floats one up. That is good, but I think they're going to blow it off and call him for the travel. Or yeah, they just called him for the foul. So Conley will pick up his first 15 foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen in a half. Inbounds play for the Irish. Coming from number 12, Speary, down the right-hand side. Ball goes to number 2, that's Gaelic. And down low to Shelley. Shelley in the corner on the baseline. Shovels left-hand side. Shot is up and good by number 11, Forche. And Forche has 5 points in the basketball game. And the Cavemen down by one, now 17-16. McKittrick in the backcourt. Over to Rosetta. Lead pass comes up to number 11, Traylor. And Traylor called for the travel after he was double-teamed. Alvarado makes, I'll check that. It'll be Speary making the inbounds play just in front of us here. And the backcourt, the ball comes to Gaelic again. Checks with his coach. Walks down slowly. DeShane picks him up right at the timeline as the Cavemen show that 2-3 zone. Bounce pass high post quickly to Speary. Left-hand side on the corner as they attack the baseline. They'll drop it back to Shelley for the three. This one's off, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Rosetta. Lead pass goes left-hand side then to DeShane. DeShane flying down the left-hand side. Goes right to the wing. Looks out front. Finds Rosetta top of the key. He'll launch a three. That's good. So Rosetta, I think that's his first three of the season, or at least since the first of the year, and he's got 5 points. Ball coming down the right-hand side, and a timeout taken by the Sheldon Irish. Now look at the scoreboard with the Cavemen now back up by 2, 19-17. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
3:29 left to play here in the first half. Cavemen up by 2, 19-17. What's been a close game since the opening tip. Inbounds play for the Irish to put action back on the floor coming from Graziano on the sidelines. Bounce pass left-hand side to Gaelic. Gaelic along the baseline kicks the ball out right-hand side to Alvarado. Alvarado out front to Graziano. Back right-hand side to Gaelic. Turns and tries to drive. Tries to get by Graziano. And they're going to call a foul on DeShane for that. He may have gotten him across the wrist, but so DeShane will pick up his first of the basketball game. Inbounds play from Alvarado comes up front quickly to Forche. Forche left-hand side gives the ball up to Gaelic. Gaelic out front slides the right-hand side. Traylor with him stride for stride. Ball left-hand side back to Gaelic now top of the key. Wants to shoot, gives the ball high posted ball right-hand side in the corner. Shot is up from 15 feet out, won't go. Rebound taken out by the Irish again. That was number 12, Speary, out front to Gaelic. Left-hand side to Graziano, back out to Gaelic. Gaelic attacks on the right-hand side, goes to Graziano in the corner. Looked like he wanted the shot, didn't take it. Back out front quickly to Bunch Pass. Down low, shot is up and good by Forche. That'll be his second field goal. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. We're tied at 19. Lead pass up to Traylor, right-hand side to Hart in the corner, and he nails another one. So if Hart gets hot, and he's pretty warm here in the second period, he's got 6 points on two threes. 22-19, Grants Pass up by three. Ball left-hand side down, stolen away by Hart. Gives the ball right-hand side to McKittrick. Lead pass out to DeShane down the left-hand side. DeShane comes out front, gives the ball to Rosetta between the circles. He'll launch a 22-footer. This one's off the back of the iron, no good. Whistle stops the action. And I didn't see what for. It's Irish ball inbounds. from the sideline, from the backcourt. Ball comes left-hand side to Graziano. Back out front to Gehling, top of the key. Wants to penetrate, gives the ball back right-hand side quickly to Spiri. Spiri bounce pass down low along the baseline. Ball kick left-hand side to Graziano in the corner. Drives to the top of the free throw line, looks, finds help outside. Gives the ball quickly out to Spiri. Then back to Graziano, left-hand side to Gehling. Gehling goes to the baseline. Can't get the ball down low to their post players. Shot out to Graziano for three, and it's up and good. So Graziano gets three. He's got five in the basketball game, and we're tied at 22. Lead pass comes up right left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick goes, drives, and another shot blocked away. It'll be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the end line to our end of the floor. Berg checks in. Traylor gets a breather. Rosetta will make the inbounds play as the Cavemen bring a ball way out front to Deshane, left-hand side of the key. Drives, penetrates, gets in, floats one up, and it's blocked. And another whistle stops the action. Deshane's on the floor being covered by one of the Irish. He's up and all right. This young man is just so tough for his size. Well, he's tough for any size. And foul is called on Alvarado. That'll be his first of the basketball game. Going to the free throw line right now is Zach Deshane. Has 6 points all in the first quarter. Looking for his first point here in the second quarter. Shot is up and good. That's 7 points. Gives Grants Pass a one-point lead right now. 23-22, minute 14 to play, first half. One more shot coming for Zach. This one's up. Good. Rims him down. 8 points for Deshane. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Goes to Gehling. Right back quickly to Alvarado. Little head fake out front and runs right into Hart. Hart will get that call. That'll be the second on Hart at about the 17th foul in the first half on the Grants Pass Cavemen. So there's been some contact. The Cavemen have drawn most of the marks next to their name. Graziano will make the inbounds play. Throws it over McKittrick into the backcourt to Gehling. Berg is with him stride for stride. Gehling into the forecourt. Right-hand side gets the ball up quickly to Forche. Forche out front to Graziano. Little head fake goes to right-hand side. McKittrick just as quick comes back left-hand side to Alvarado. Hart with Alvarado gives the ball up right-hand side to Shelley. Shelley head fakes, tries to get inside, can't do it. Looks down low. Kicks the ball back out front again to Graziano. He drives, gets low in the paint, no shot. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Ball goes in the corner left-hand side. Alvarado drives, kicks the ball out quickly to Gehling. Gehling for three, hits the front of the iron, off, no good. Fresh shot clock. Ball picked up by Alvarado, gives the ball out to Graziano. Graziano pulls the ball for just a second. We're down to the last 30 seconds here in the first half. Gehling out front with the basketball, came up by two, 24-22. Gehling drives left-hand side, stops, look down low, bounce pass down low. Man shoots over Rosetta, and it's good. That's Forche. He'll pick up this 9th point of the basketball game. 16 seconds left on the clock. We're tied at 24. Rosetta in the backcourt sees full court pressure. Goes left-hand side to Deshane. Deshane back up to Rosetta. Rosetta over to Hart. All alone goes hard to the basket. Up, no good. But it's put back up and in by McKittrick. So McKittrick gets his 5th point. And the Cavemen lead by 2 at the half. 26-24. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life. Flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
The 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford is here. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either location, and we'll install new wiper blades valued up to $35. Thank you, Grocery Outlet and Sherm's Food for Less. And this week, we have Midland Empire Insurance matching donations up to $500. It was a hard year for a lot of people, but together, we can make a difference. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Here at the halftime, it's 24-20, or make that 26-24. Grants Pass leading the Sheldon Irish. Grants Pass led at the end of the first period, 13-8. We're actually outscored in the second period, 16-13, but still lead by two, 26-24. Grants Pass scoring came on 10 field goals, 4 three-pointers. They were 2-for-2 from the free throw line. We're whistled for 7 fouls compared to 2 fouls for the Irish. The Irish scoring came on 9 field goals, 3 three-pointers. They were 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Other team numbers, Grants Pass did out-rebound the Irish 10-8, most of those coming off the shoulders of Jordan Rosetta. In terms of field goal percentage, the Grants Pass came in were 10 of 18. That's 55%, and that's very good. In terms of for the Irish, they were 8 of 23. That's 34% from the field, and that's certainly average. Turnovers, Grants Pass had one more turnover than the Irish did by 7-6. All right, that's what we have so far with team numbers. We'll run down the individual numbers right after this 1 minute. Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you here with us. First of all, for the Sheldon Irish, they've played about six players is all in the first half. Let's start with Nathan Shelley. He had three field goals, two threes and a two. Count him for 8 points in the first half. He has a single foul. Gabe Alvarado didn't score. Go to the free throw line on my sheet. He picked up a single foul. Rocco Graziano had two field goals, a two and a three, 5 points. Didn't go to the free throw line. Was not whistled for an infraction. Eli Forche, three field goals, 3-for-4 from the free throw line. He's the leading scorer tonight, I believe, so far, with 9 points and no fouls. Kelson Sperry, 1 2-point field goal, didn't go to the free throw line, no fouls. And Kai Gaelic, the junior coming off the bench, did not figure to my scoring line at all. We'll run down the Grants Pass Caveman when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. The Grants Pass Cavemen, well, once again, we mentioned that the Irish had played six players in the first half. The Cavemen had played seven. Let's start with Weston Berg, who really did, who got some significant minutes, but did not figure into my scoring line. Also coming off the bench is Rady McKittrick. He has figured into my scoring line with a 2 and a 3. He's got 5 points so far. Did not go to the free throw line. No fouls whistled against him. Tim Hart with a couple of his patented three-point attempts from outside of 25 feet. He's got 6 points on those two threes, and he's also been whistled for two fouls. Jameis Traylor, 1 2-point field goal and two fouls so far for Jameis. Kingston Cunnelly has not scored. He's not been to the free throw line, has been whistled for one foul. Jordan Rosetta, in addition to lots of rebounds, has 5 points on a 2 and a 3. And Zach DeShane, the leading scorer for Grants Pass, with 3 field goals, 2 for 2 shooting from the free throw line, 8 points for Zach so far, and a single foul. That's how the scoring wraps up for the first half here, as the Irish are already back out on the floor with 3 minutes left at the halftime clock. And we'll be back with more after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Well, the Grants Pass Cavemen have accomplished some of the things that they set out to do, and that's rebound stronger for a couple of reasons. One, to prevent the Irish from getting that second shot on goal, and two, to stymie the fast break. And Rosetta has been a banshee under the boards, also picking up a couple of rebounds. McKittrick and DeShane both, and Hart has a couple also, I believe. But the Cavemen rebounding ball much better. Certainly with positioning, and Rosetta just really asserting his size underneath the basket. He's got some taller players there, but not many have broader shoulders than a Jordan Rosetta. So that's what's happening underneath right now. If there's a concern, it's the foul calls. The Cavemen have 7 fouls compared to just 2 fouls for the Irish. Now, there are a couple of ways to look at that. At least the Cavemen are being very, very aggressive. Two, they don't want to get into foul trouble. Now, nobody's in foul trouble yet, but Traylor and Hart each have 2. Nobody from the Sheldon Irish has more than one. In fact, they only have 2 total fouls. So in terms of what's going on the floor, that's what we're talking about here tonight. So aggression and rebounding for the Grants Pass Cavemen have resulted in pretty close game, but a lead on the road for Grants Pass by 2, 26-24. We'll be back with the second half right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Baby drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life, flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Ooh, yeah, Abby's Pizza. They're going to bring our fourth quarter today, folks. And one of our favorite places for pizza in Grants Pass. Order from there regularly. At any rate, halftime clock about ready to expire. Just one more note. Lady Cavers won earlier on the same floor, 47-40, and a doubleheader for the Grants Pass Cavemen and the Irish tonight. And the Cavemen, I was going to say in control, but not in control, just ahead right now, 26-24. And time has expired. The cavemen send out Connolly, Trailer, Rosetta, Hart, and Shane. Connolly going to make the inbounds play just in front of us, tosses it into the backcourt quickly, and we're right back to it. DeShane in the backcourt spins and faces Gaelic right off the top of the bat. Ball goes right-hand side on the wing to Hart. Hart back out front to Trailer. Trailer looks left and right. Goes right-hand side then to Hart for another long shot. Nailed it! His third of the night. So Tim Hart, that's about a 25-footer. And the backcourt, Gaelic gets the ball up quickly to number 10. That's Alvarado. Alvarado back to Gaelic in the forecourt here, working against Connolly. Left-hand side quickly to Graziano. Pardon me. Check that down low to Gaelic. Got free on the baseline and snuck one in there, and Gaelic gets his first two of the basketball game, and it's 29-26. Long pass up to Rosetta. Deflected into his hands. Ball right inside to Connolly, then in the corner to Trailer. Back down low to Rosetta. Elevates, goes up hard to the basket. Won't go too hard, as a matter of fact. Rebound to the Irish. Gaelic comes down top of the key. Loose to the basketball. Trailer battles for it, and again, another hell ball on the alternate possession rule. It will go to the Irish, but at least the Cavemen will reverse that red arrow in front of the scorer's bench. Graziano comes over to make the inbounds play. Connolly's here to keep him honest. So Graziano looks out front, and breaking out front to take it is Forche. Forche drives the right-hand side. Hands the ball off to Shelley. Shelley for three and nails it. He's their long-range shooter. That gives him 11 in the basketball game. 29 all is the score. Bounce pass right-hand side from Rosetta. The Connolly still in the backcourt. Loses the dribble up to Rosetta. Into the forecourt quickly. And a blocking foul called on Shelley. So Shelley will pick up his second of the night. It'll be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the sidelines. Rosetta over to make the inbounds play. In the backcourt is DeShane, if nobody can break free. And that's where we're going to go. Back to DeShane. Zach reads the defense, comes across the timeline, right front court, almost nose-to-nose with Gaelic. Right inside, gets a pick from Trailer, drops the ball off to Hart. Hart for three, off the back of the iron, no good. High for the rebound was Alvarado, gets the ball out quickly to Gaelic. Lead pass out to Graziano, left-hand side. Then to Sperry. Sperry drives, kicks the ball right-hand side into the home stands. Out of bounds, still tied at 29. Grants Pass basketball inbounds from the sidelines, just in front of the student section for the Sheldon Irish. DeShane makes the inbounds play to Connolly. Back to DeShane. Long pass right-hand side to Trailer just across the timeline. Ball comes up to Rosetta. And a blocking foul. That's what we're going to call. No, it was they called it on Rosetta. That'll be his second. He kind of may have dropped a shoulder, I suppose. Inbounds play in the backcourt for the Irish against token pressure back there. Both Connolly and Trailer are back there. Ball goes to Gaelic left-hand side. Back to Graziano. Graziano drives across the timeline. Bounce pass right-hand side quickly to Shelley. Shelley drives, gets from the paint, lays one up. That is good. So Shelley finds one more. He's got 13 in the basketball game. Grants pass down by 2, 31-29. In the backcourt, full court pressure. Ball comes to Connolly. Connolly, side of the timeline, gets the ball up to Rosetta. Rosetta triple team, then gets the ball over quickly to DeShane. DeShane, right front court, on the wing, to the free throw line, elevates him there, hits the back of the iron, off, no good. Rosetta fights for the rebound, puts it back up and in, and he'll go to the free throw line. So Rosetta gets his third field goal of the night. He's got 7 points in the basketball game, and the foul called on Forche. That'll be the first on Forche. So Rosetta goes to the free throw line, first trip there tonight. Three games this season, he's 77% free throw shooter. That's three bounces. He'll take two more. There's two more. Deep. Oh, and one more this time. Deep breath. Shoulders drop. Shot is up. And good. He's a machine at the free throw line. They pass up left-hand side. Long three up for Graziano. And Graziano answers. He's got 8 in the basketball game now. At it, 34-32. In the backcourt, Trailer. Trap gets the ball over to Graziano, up quickly to Connolly. Connolly in the forecourt, protects the basketball. Pressure falls back right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane for three, just off, no good. High for the rebound, number 11, Forche. And the Irish on a run right now. Graziano, top of the key. He stops and he'll launch a three that is just off, no good. Long rebound to Alvarado to Graziano, top of the key. Right-hand side, then to Shelley. Back out front to Gaelic. Daly has the ball slapped away by DeShane. DeShane picks it up, drives down the left-hand side, looks for help, cuts into the lane, right-hand side, to trailer, right-hand side, down low to Rosetta. Goes hard to the glass, misses, gets his rebound, back up. Stripped of the basketball as he went up. Long pass down from Gaelic to Graziano, left-hand side. Shot is up, and the stuff off, no good. And let's see, it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. McKittrick and Berg check back in. Rosetta looks a little winded. He's had a battle, and Hart get a little breather. Inbounds play comes to DeShane in the backcourt. DeShane drives down the left-hand side, back out front to Conley. Conley has the ball slapped away from behind, picked up by Shelley. Shelley down the right-hand side, pulls up, shy, wants the three, shot is up, and off, no good. High for the rebound, McKittrick this time. McKittrick brings the ball down in the forecourt, double-teamed at the timeline, drives by it, stops, double-teamed down low, looks for help. Basketball rolls free, there's a dive for it. DeShane's on the bottom of the pile, and timeout taken by Grants Pass Cayman. I think we've got control of the basketball to call the timeout. 34-32, Grants Pass down by two. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
The 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford is here. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either location, and we'll install new wiper blades valued up to $35. Thank you, Grocery Outlet and Sherm's Food for Less. And this week, we have Midland Empire Insurance matching donations up to $500. It was a hard year for a lot of people, but together, we can make a difference. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. 34-32 score right now. Grants Pass down by two. The Sheldon Irish, you really went on a rim run there, causing some turnovers. Once again, once the ball comes into the Cayman side of the court, they're double-teaming the man with the basketball every time, forcing those turnovers. So head coach Jesse wants to address that situation. And both teams getting ready to come out of their huddle right now and get right back to action. With 4 minutes left here in the third period, you're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO. Grants Pass streamed all around the world on KAJO.com. Glad to have you here with us at 99.7 FM, 1270 on the AM band. And the Cavemen come back out with Berg, McKittrick, Traylor, Connolly, and Rosetta. Rosetta will make the inbounds play just down to our left from the sideline. And the ball comes in to Berg, left front court, immediately surrounded by Shelley. Drives right-hand side to Conley, back over to DeShane, left front court. In high post to Traylor. Traylor spins, looks down the lane, can't find anyone. Tries to penetrate, kicks the ball in the corner to Conley. Out then quickly to McKittrick. McKittrick backs away a bit. Wants to restart the Cayman, drives, sees a lane, floats one up, off glass, won't go. Board cleared by Alvarado. Gets the ball up to Gaelic. Gaelic through traffic, left-hand side. A lead pass up to Shelley on the left-hand side on the wing. Back out front to Gaelic. Gaelic brings the ball back out front. Coming out to help, number 12 is Speary. Speary hands the ball back to Graziano. Graziano then fakes, goes into the corner, left-hand side. Bounce pass down low. Again, this one goes to Shelley. Shelley on the cut, back to Gaelic. Shot is up, no good. Checked by Traylor, picked up by Connolly. Connolly through traffic, right-hand side, drops the ball off to DeShane in the corner. Back out front to Rosetta, top of the key. He'll launch the three. Check that, it's McKittrick. He launched the three, and it's good. His second three of the night, he's got 8 points. And the Cayman have a one-point lead, 35-34. Conley between the circles, providing the defense right now on Shelley. Shelley drops the ball off, though, quickly to Speary. Speary hands the ball off again to Shelley. Shelley, the top of the key, drives, comes down the paint, and a whistle stops the action. Saw a Caveman moving, and I think we're going to get a foul called on DeShane. Yeah, they called it on McKittrick. So that'll be his first. Inbounds play from the inline for the Irish. Goes to Gaelic, left-hand side on the wing. Out front, high post, top of the key to Speary. Speary back right-hand side to Graziano. Backs away from the defensive Connolly. Connolly headbug. Comes right-hand side quickly to Shelley. Shelley looks, wants the three, can't get it, shoots. And it's good. Shelley with 16 points, and it's 35-37. Grants Pass down by two. Ball comes into DeShane, and DeShane pushed away quickly by number 12, Speary. Speary will get that call. So Speary will get his first infraction of the night. DeShane will make the inbounds play from the sidelines right in front of his own bench. Far side of the floor from us. Ball goes right-hand side to Rosetta. Back out on the wing to DeShane. Top of the key to Conley. Left-hand side in the corner. Then to McKittrick. Back out to Conley. Left front court. Right front court to DeShane. Bounce pass high. The high post. Rosetta drives the baseline. Flips the ball into DeShane on the give and go. Kicks it left-hand side to McKittrick for three. This one's short. Rebound to Graziano. Lets the traffic clear. Gives the ball up quickly to Shelley. Shelley speeding down the floor to the top of the key. Sees a lane. Can't get through it. Backs beyond the arc. Shoots another three. This one's off. No good. Rebound. Grant's pass is Berg. Brings the ball down. Lead pass up right-hand side to McKittrick. Back out front now to DeShane. Left-hand side to Connolly. Back to DeShane between the circles. DeShane looks left and right. Rosetta's posted high. Ball goes down low then to Conley on the wing. Back out front to McKittrick. Back to DeShane. Top of the key. Right-hand side to Conley. Way out of wing. Right-hand side. Brings the ball out to the right front court. Left side then to DeShane. High post to Rosetta. Rosetta spins and fires the 15-footer. In and out. It was halfway down the cylinder. Back out. Picked up by the Irish. On the fly down the left-hand side. It's Shelley with the basketball. Shelley out front. Looking left and right. Gives the ball up to Gaelic. Gaelic right front court. Still moving with the basketball. Gives the ball up quickly to Speary. Speary left-hand side to Graziano. Graziano out front to Shelley. Right-hand side to Gaelic. Gaelic trying to get by defense. Out top of the key then to number 12. That's Speary. Speary left-hand side to Graziano. Graziano tries to back down on the paint. Has the ball slapped away, but he picks it back up. Gives it to Gaelic. Gaelic drives right-hand side. Bounce pass inside. Shot is up. Off. No good. Shelley for the rebound. Goes down low and is tied up by Connolly. On the jump ball, it'll be Grants Pass basketball on the alternate possession rule. Hart's coming back in, and Berg is sitting down. Conley will make the inbounds play in the backcourt. He's got DeShane with him, and Hart has just come into the backcourt. As we see what looks like a trap zone, lead pass up to Rosetta, and Shelley tries for the steal from Rosetta. Got the ball, but was called for the foul. So Shelley will pick up that infraction. That'll be his third. And he'll go to the bench. Alvarado returns to take his place. DeShane going to make the inbounds play. He's got Cuddly in the backcourt with him. Grants pass down by two, 37-35. To Cuddly, back to DeShane. DeShane crosses the timeline, left front court, working against Gaelic. Back right-hand side to Cuddly. Cuddly right front court still. Moving with the basketball right now. Bounce pass comes out to Rosetta, who's popped up front to help. Back right-hand side to DeShane. 18 seconds on the shot clock. DeShane holding the ball back. Left-hand side then to Connolly. Connolly looks down low, gets the ball to Rosetta, right-hand side. Came in looking for that one shot. 8 seconds on the shot clock. DeShane out front, double-teamed with the basketball. Gets it left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly loses the handle on it. Picked up then by Alvarado at the buzzer at the end of three. It's 35-37. Grants Pass down by two. We'll be back with the fourth period right after this 1 minute Cape Man timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once a year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. It's a two-point game starting the fourth period. Going to be decided in this stanza, ladies and gentlemen. The Cavemen outscored in the third period 13-9 and trailed now by two, 37-35. When play is resumed, the Irish have put the ball in play in the hands of Alvarado. He's got Gaelic in the backcourt. The Cavemen send out Traylor, Conley, Hart, Rosetta, and McKittrick. Inbounds play goes way in the backcourt. To Gaelic, comes across the timeline now. Looks up front as Davis going to a little shuffle. Ball right hand, left hand, right hand side. Back out front to Alvarado. High post then to Spiri. Goes to the baseline. Shot is up and good for number 12 in the game and down by four. Sperry's fourth point in the basketball game. Inbounds play comes to Connolly. Back to Rosetta in the backcourt. Back up to Connolly. Connolly, long pass into Hart. Left-hand side. Controls the basketball. Gives it back out front to Rosetta. Right-hand side. Then to Connolly. Connolly, right front court. Waiting for something to happen. Puts the ball on the floor. Backs away from the defense. Begins the drive right-hand side. Gets the ball to Hart on the wing. Back left-hand side to McKittrick. Bounce pass down low to Traylor at the low post. Shovels right back out to Rosetta. Moves to the baseline. Spins. Wants to get inside the paint. Kicks the ball right to Connolly in the corner right-hand side. Off, no good as the shot clock expired. Whistle stops the action underneath. Foul called against. So the foul called against Alvarado. Traylor out front with the basketball for Grant's pass. Drives, floats one up. That is blocked. More blocked shots tonight for the Irish. They give the ball right back to Shelley. Shelley brings the ball across the timeline, right front court. Gets a little pick from a teammate. Drives to the left-hand side on the free throw line. Back to Alvarado, right-hand side. Alvarado comes down, tries to get by Rosetta. Does, and lays one up. That's off. No good. Rosetta follows and grabs the rebound, protects it, kicks the ball out right-hand side to Connolly. Connolly across the timeline, right-hand side. Up quickly to McKittrick, back to Connolly. Out top of the key to Traylor for three, and it is off. Bounced three times and then fell off. And it's going to be Irish basketball. Rosetta can't believe it. They just call Rosetta for a foul. That'll be his third of the night. So when play is resumed, it'll be Irish ball inbounds of the inline, the far end of the floor. Traylor and Deshane in the backcourt to keep things honest. Hart comes back to help. Three on three in the backcourt right now to Alvarez. Back right-hand side then to Shelley. Shelley's become the playmaker, the point guard right now, and he does that at 6'3". Slides off to the left-hand side. Slides over quickly to Gaelic, and the whistle stops the action again on the far side. And, oh, someone just kicked the ball, so it's still Irish basketball. Came off the foot. And Shelley makes the inbound play to Gaelic, who cuts out to the between the circles right now. Goes left-hand side quickly to Spiri. Spiri, right-hand side then to Graziano. Out front to Shelley. Shelley drives, floats one up off glass. It's good. And Shelley comes up with his 18th point, and it's a six-point deficit for the Grants Pass Cayman, down 41-35 in the backcourt. Hart with the basketball. Gets it back over to Deshane. Back over to Hart. Still in the backcourt. Bullet throw comes up to Traylor. Double-teamed. Over to Deshane now. Deshane between the circles. Left-hand side to Hart for three. Just off. No good. Rebound controlled by the Irish in the hands of Shelley again. Shelley brings it down. Right front court. McKittrick comes after him. Still keeps the dribble alive. Moves off to the right-hand side. Left-hand side to Gaelic. Between the circles. Shoulder to shoulder with Deshane. Deshane surrounding him, hands the ball off, and a whistle stops the action. Timeout taken by the Irish. A look at the scoreboard. It's a six-point game, 41-35. Grants Pass with 5:10 to play. We'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, You can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back. 41-35 the score here in the fourth period. The Cavemen down by six in a game that has gone back and forth. The Cavemen led at the end of the first period, 13-8. Still led at the half just by two, 26-24. Trailed at the end of three by two, 37-35, and that stretched out right now to a six-point lead. The Cavemen sending back out DeShane, McKittrick, Rosetta, Conley, and Traylor. The play is resumed. It'll be Irish basketball inbounds from the sidelines. Just in front of their own bench, Graziano will make the play. Inbounds play comes quickly to Gaelic out front. Back right-hand side to Graziano, wing right. Out front top of the key to Alvarado, left-hand side and away from the basketball. Foul called, I think, on the Irish. Just turned the ball over. 51-35. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes from DeShane to Connolly. Up quickly to Rosetta. Left-hand side to McKittrick. Back to Rosetta. Rosetta back right-hand side to Connolly. Hands the ball out front then to DeShane. DeShane in the center circle right now. Rosetta's posted high. Connolly in motion. Takes the pass right-hand side on the wing. Looks to move into the corner right-hand side. Lost the ball out of bounds. After some tough defense by number 10, Alvarado. Full court pressure by the Cavemen. Got three men in the backcourt right now. Gailey gets the inbound play to Alvarado. Back to Gailey. Being surrounded by Conley. Drives by him. Lead pass up right-hand side to Graziano. Back out to Gailey. Gailey got between the circles. Bounce pass high to number 11, Forche. Forche gives the ball up to Sperry. Sperry from 26 feet and nails it. Wow! 21 points for Shilly. That's his fifth three of the night. Yes, fifth three of the night. And suddenly it's a nine-point game, 44-35. And, of course, he was fouled after the shot, so he'll go to the free throw line for one, so that could be a four-point swing. Hart comes back in, and Rosetta looks like he's been pretty beat up tonight for some reason. He's had a lot of contact under the boards. Shot is up and good for Shelley. That's his first trip to the free throw line tonight, but we knew he was a shooter. It's up and down, and it's 45-35. Grants Pass down by 10. On the drive, it's Rosetta looping the ball over to Hart, and Hart was fouled by, I believe, Graziano. So Graziano will pick up. That's his first of the night. Grants Pass ball inbounds to the sidelines. DeShane is over to make the play. Both Traylor and Conley set a screen in front of him, and they break out of that screen towards the bucket. Ball goes right-hand side to Conley on the wing. Conley brings it right back out front. Ball left-hand side quickly to Traylor. Traylor, left-hand side, finds McKittrick on the baseline. Tries to drive, kicks the ball out front again to Hart. Hart for three again. This one's just off, no good. Rebound controlled by the Irish's Gaelic. Lead pass up left-hand side to Shelley. Shelley slides down the left-hand side, tries to get by Traylor. Traylor won't move, and finally Shelley just pushes past him, and timeout called by the Irish. You look at the scoreboard, 3:45 to play. It's still a 10-point game, 45-35. Back after this 30-second Cape Van timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. 45-35, Grants Pass has a 10-point hole to crawl out of and 3 minutes and 45 seconds to do it in. Is it possible? Yeah, sure possible. Some of those threes start dropping for Hart and McKittrick again, and they close that gap in a hurry. Of course, DeShane certainly capable of adding to that point total also. Back on the floor for Grants Pass, McKittrick, DeShane, Connolly, Hart, and Traylor. Graziano gets the inbounds play left-hand side quickly to Speary. Speary right-hand side gives the ball up to Shelley on the wing right. Shelley puts the ball on the floor himself. McKittrick comes after him. Bounces away, tries to drive by McKittrick. Can't do that. Gets a little pick, drives the left-hand side. Caveman switch, and Hart picks him up. Backs away, shoots over everything, hits the front of the air, off, no good. Long rebound falls into the hands of Connolly, and Connolly slides down the right-hand side. Into the forecourt on the right side. Still looking for something to happen. Between the circles now. Looks down low. Ball goes right-hand side to Hart. Up on the wing. Then to DeShane. DeShane elevates from the wing. Shot is up off. No good. Rebound into the hands of Shelley. Shelley on the drive down the right-hand side. Shoulder to shoulder with DeShane. DeShane with him. Cat quick. And I think we're going to call DeShane. I'm not sure what happened here. Just a little pushing going on, a little youthful exuberance. Oh. I think they've whistled DeShane for a technical. So the Irish will get two shots at the free throw line and possession of the basketball. Shelley steps up to shoot the two. And, of course, we know he's a shooter. Shot is up. Hits the front of the iron, but goes through. Two for two from the charity stripe. He is now 5-for-6 in three games against the Grants Pass Cavemen from the free throw line, and one more coming. It's up and good. Nothing but net that time. Gives him 24 points on the night. 47-35 the score here with the ball coming back to the Irish. Shelley comes over to make the inbounds play. Connolly comes over to the vicinity just to keep him honest. There's the whistle. Ball goes into the hands of Shelley. Looks in the backcourt to loose basketball. McKittrick is back there, but the ball retrieved quickly by the Irish. Up quickly to Shelley. Rosetta comes right after him. Drives by Rosetta. Looks for, lost the basketball in the lane. There's a dive for it. On the bottom of the pile is Connolly. Gets the ball out quickly. Right-hand side to Hart. Hart into the forecourt. Slows it down and waits for help. Gets the ball left-hand side then to Connolly. Over to McKittrick for three. And this one's just off, no good. Rebound, Rosetta puts it back up and in. And Rosetta gets his ninth point of the basketball game. Make that his 10th point of the basketball game. Long pass down quickly to Graziano, right-hand side. And he is grabbed by Rosetta. Rosetta scratching his head. That'll be the fourth on the Cavemen big man. 47-37 of the score. Oh, they say that's the fifth on Rosetta. Well, we've missed one, so he will leave the game with 2:23 to play. And at the free throw line, number four is Kingston Connolly. Deep knee bend. Shot is up and good. Did I say Connolly? That's Graziano. That's his first trip to the free throw line. Gives him his ninth point of the basketball game. One more and he'll be in double figures, and he gets it. 2:23 on the clock. Long pass down right-hand side to Connolly. Connolly across the timeline, right front court. Shovels the ball to Hart. Long bullet pass up to McKittrick, and it goes away out of bounds, and it'll be Irish ball inbounds from the end line, far into the floor. All right, the inbounds play comes in the backcourt again to Shelley. Back left-hand side quickly to Speary. Speary trapped in the backcourt, gives it back to Shelley, and a whistle stops the action again. We call another timeout. I think we've got a timeout for the Irish again with 2:05 left to play, and it's a 12-point game, 49-37. We'll be back with more after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. A little over 2 minutes left in this contest, and came in down by 12. Most of that deficit coming here in the fourth period. Rosetta's on the bench, fouled out. Inbounds play, I think, from the sidelines. Going to be Irish ball, and everybody's got that clogged up, but it is Irish ball, and it'll go in the backcourt to Graziano, double-teamed in the backcourt now. Gets that ball up quickly to Spiri. Spiri up quickly to Shelley. Shelley right-hand side. Looks for Graziano. Can't find him. Double-teamed right-hand side just in front of us. Ball comes right-hand side quickly to Spiri. Back to Graziano between the circles. Goes back left-hand side out front. On the drive right-hand side. Gets the ball down. Tried to get the ball down low. I think it went out of bounds. And what's the call? Going to be Irish ball inbounds from the end line. They're into the floor. Shelley comes over to make the play. Bounce pass down low left-hand side, but it rolls over to Graziano. Gets in the paint, and shot clock violation. Didn't get the shot up in time. Connolly will make the inbounds play for Grant's pass. Ball comes in quickly to Traylor. Traylor right back to Connolly, over to Deshane. Deshane reads the floor, back right-hand side to Connolly. Connolly into the forecourt. He was fouled by Shelley. A little overzealousness on the defense. That'll be the fourth on Shelley. Connolly will get the inbounds play from the half-court mark. And the Cavemen call a timeout. A minute 31 left in this one. As the Cavemen died, how they want to finish this one up. We'll be back right after this 1 minute. Kate Mann, timeout.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life. Flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Welcome back. When play is resumed, it'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds in the hands of Zach Deshane for the Grants Pass Cayman. Trailing by 12 right now, 49-37 with a minute and a half left to play in this contest. Long baseball throw comes into Traylor in the backcourt from Deshane. Traylor across the timeline quickly on the drive, top of the key. Moves left-hand side. In the corner, left-hand side to McKittrick for three. Off, no good. McKittrick rebounds corner, right-hand side. And they call. It came down, his foot slid. We can see that from here, and that's in the far corner. Calling for the travel. 1:19 showing on the clock. It's Irish ball inbounds. Comes to Graziano up quickly to Shelley. Shelley right-hand side on the wing is double-teamed. Immediately kicks the ball to Graziano. Then down low to number 11, Forche, who stuffs it. That's his fourth field goal, and he's got 11 points in the contest tonight. Quickly, Connolly right-hand side goes up to McKittrick on the baseline. Pumps once, goes up with a shot that is short. Rebound taken down by Graziano for the Irish. Bounce pass comes out to Alvarado. Long baseball throw all alone. Shot is up, and that's the second stuck in a row for Forshay. And Forshay now has 13 points. It's 53-37. 40 seconds on the clock. It's running to Shane for three off. No good. Missed everything. Picked up quickly by Shelley in the backcourt. Shelley walks it down. DeShane comes after him. Slides down the right-hand side. Out between the circles. Gives the ball right-hand side to Alvarado. Back quickly to Shelley. Shelley just holds the ball for a second. Sees the double-team form. Goes left-hand side to Graziano. Pumps for the three. Then to the corner left-hand side. Just throwing the ball around right now, trying to run the clock out. Goes left-hand side on the corner. Flips it over to Graziano in the center circle. 12 seconds on the clock. 8 on the shot clock. Ball goes right-hand side to Alvarez. 2 on the shot clock. It's going to be a shot clock violation. So with 3.4 seconds, the Cavemen will get the basketball back. Traylor will make the inbounds play. Conley comes into the backcourt to help. Ball comes in from Traylor to Conley. Had a half-court shot at the buzzer. Just misses. Final score, 53-37. The Irish lead and win. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks after this two-minute Cape Man timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
The 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford is here. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either location, and we'll install new wiper blades valued up to $35. Thank you, Grocery Outlet and Sherm's Food for Less. And this week, we have Midland Empire Insurance matching donations up to $500. It was a hard year for a lot of people, but together, we can make a difference. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Time now to recap tonight's stats, courtesy of the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist. Ladies and gentlemen, let's run down that for you right now. First of all, Grants Pass led at the end of the first period, 13-8. Led at the end at the half, 26-24, but were outscored in that period, 16-13. Grants Pass trailed at the end of three, 37-35, and were held for just 2 points in the final period. Lose 16-2 in the final period, 53-37, the final margin. Grants Pass scoring came on 15 field goals, 6 three-pointers. Grants Pass 3-for-3 from the free throw line and were whistled for 13 fouls compared to 9 fouls for the Sheldon Irish. Sheldon's scoring came on 19 field goals, 7 three-pointers. They were 8-of-9 from the free throw line. And we're whistling for 9 fouls. Okay. In terms of rebounds, the Irish turned the rebounding stat around from the first half. They were out-rebounding in the first half, but in the game ended up with 22-18, a margin there. Grants Pass shooting in the second half fell from 55% to 35%, 14 of 39 compared to 25 of 41. That's 48% for the Sheldon Irish. So in the second half, the Irish turned it around. 88% free throw shooting for the Irish in the second half, 100% for the Cavemen, but only got there once in the second half. 3-for-3 compared to 8-of-9. In terms of turnovers, Grants Pass committed 15 turnovers to 13 turnovers for the Irish. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have more for you for courtesy of the Indoor Airman when we come back right after this 30-second timeout from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Once again, let's run down the individual numbers that we have. First of all, for the Sheldon Irish tonight, Kai Gaelic had one two-point field goal, no fouls. Kelson Sperry, two field goals, 4 points, and a single foul. Eli Forche had five field goals, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 13 points, and a single foul. Rocco Graziano had 3 field goals, 2 3-pointers, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 10 points for him, and a single foul. Gabe Alvarado didn't figure to my scoring line, did pick up 2 fouls. And Nathan Shelley had, 8 field goals, 5 3-pointers, was 3 for 3 from the free throw line, 24 points, and were whistled for 4 fouls. Now for the Grants Pass Caveman, Weston Berg didn't figure to my scoring line, got significant minutes. Grady McKittrick had 3 field goals, 2 of them 3s, 8 points, and a single foul. Tim Hart had 3 field goals, all 3s, 9 points, and 2 fouls. Jameis Traylor, 1 2-point field goal and 2 fouls. Kingston Connolly. Didn't figure to my scoring line, picked up a single foul. Zach DeShane, 3 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 8 points all in the first half. He was whistled for 2 fouls, and Jordan Rosetta had 4 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 1 for 1 from the free throw line, leading Grants Pass scorer with 10 points, and he fouled out with 2:23 to play. More than that, many, many rebounds for Jordan Rosetta. Really took a beating underneath the basket. And those are numbers right now, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman, where you find a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll name the player of the game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
The night player of the game is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and sort of a tough decision tonight, and it always is when you've got players like the Grants Pass Caveman. You could consider Tim Hart with his field goals and some other things that he did on the floor. Zach DeShane is always all over the floor, certainly under consideration, and of course, there's Jordan Rosetta. Well, Tim Hart picked up some significant rebounds tonight, took a lot of beating, and helped bring the ball down the floor, in addition to hitting those 3 long field goals for 9 points. Zach DeShane all over the floor as the point guard, really the driving force for the Grants Pass offense, and his 8 points tonight. And Jordan Rosetta with his 10 points tonight. And we're going to give it to Jordan Rosetta, second time in a row, and we try not to do that, but certainly deserve it tonight with his 4 field goals, a 3-pointer, 1 for 1 at the free throw line, and fouling out with 2:23 to play. And that's not necessarily the numbers that we looked at. We don't have hard individual numbers for rebounding or the pounding that he took out of the basket or the effort that he put forth tonight, but that was the deciding factor for Jordan Rosetta tonight, our player of the game. Brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Drill, baby!
baby drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life, flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I want to remind you that next Tuesday night we'll be on the road again, this time at Stuart G. Robertson Gymnasium at Roseburg to take on the Indians. So I hope you'll join us then as we continue traveling three road games in a row for the Grants Pass game, and tough season so far. But we'll be there. We hope you'll be there and join us, as a matter of fact. If you can't be there in person, by all means, join us right here on the radio, 99.7 FM, 1270 KAJO Radio. Well, for Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control, Executive Producer Brian Diotti, I'm Chuck Benson, reminding you the final score tonight, the Sheldon Irish 53, the Grants Pass Cavemen 37. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible, and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.